a great job. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew.
Did you want to give this a time certain for the 14th?
Yes.
Okay, it'll be 10:45 on March 14th.
10:45 a.m. March 14th, time certain. As you folks know, time certain only means that it won't be heard before that. Could be mean sometime after that, if depending upon what is occurring at council that day.
Thank you
very much. Thank you. Please read the 10:15 time certain.
Agenda item 168, amend the transportation system plan and comprehensive plan to ensure that the documents remain current and to incorporate new policy language relating to green streets.
Commissioner Adams.
We're going to continue this item.
Yes.
Do we have a date to continue it to? Time certain?
You didn't schedule one?
This just came up.
Oh.
But
how,
I did.
How far?
If you could look.
Okay. How far do you want
while,
to?
While you're looking, I would like to. I understand that you've made a decision. How long have you worked for the city?
23 years plus.
And I understand you've made a decision to perhaps pursue other adventures besides continuing to work for the city?
Yes, I'm starting with a trip to Brazil.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I wanted to, even though we're continuing this, you've done a lot of work on this, and your individual work in PDOT and other areas has made a huge contribution to making Portland the great city that it is in so many ways, and I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for your 23 years of service and wish you all the best in the next chapter of your life.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams.
How far out do you want to go?
Commissioner Adams, 2 weeks?
Or so.
That's good. I'll still be here then.
Then I'll have to say this all over again. Or 3 weeks.
It'll be 11:30.
11:30 time certain?
On March 14th is 2 weeks.
Is it time certain?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We have a lot of time certain.
We do. We have budget meetings in the afternoon, so we don't have any. And I've already got 2 time certain scheduled that morning. Now 3, including the last one. This is
that'll
the fourth.
Work. That'll work.
And bring this a flashlight.
That should be fine. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Hearing no objection, we set it for that time. I'm going to move to the regular agenda. And could you please read item 188 and 193 together?
188, accept the bid of Oregon Ironworks, Inc. to furnish a prototype streetcar for the Office of Transportation for $3,200,000 for the for the Office of Transportation.
Is that both of them?
193, authorize contract with Oregon Ironworks, Inc. to provide a prototype streetcar vehicle compatible with the existing fleet of the Portland streetcar system.
Commissioner Adams.
Thank you, Mayor. This has already been the big public announcement and brouhaha already occurred out at the Oregon Ironworks site. The money for this comes to us via the federal government thanks to the work of one of my former bosses, Peter DeFazio, who's now chair of the Surface Transportation Subcommittee for the U.S. House of Representatives. He was able to secure the $4 million in federal appropriations to build a prototype of a streetcar with a firm that would have to compete in an RFP and win so that we could start having the nation's first modern manufacturer of streetcars. And it's very, very exciting that a local firm, Oregon Ironworks, competed nationally in an objective process that we oversaw and won. And in addition to Jeff and Vicky, we have Chandra Brown, who's vice president of Oregon Ironworks, and who has just done a great job of making sure that her company competed successfully. And Vicky and Jeff made sure that the process was objective and fair. And I understand we're starting with you, Jeff.
Yes. Good morning, Mayor Potter, member of City Council. I'm Jeff Baer, the director of the Bureau of Purchases. And I just want to highlight a couple of issues related to the solicitation process that Commissioner Adams described. One was that this was a competitive request for proposal process. We advertised it in August of 2006. The responses were due in October, and we had 28 different firms obtain the request for proposal documents. So we had real good interest in the solicitation process. The review that occurred, it was very comprehensive, of which we had an evaluation panel go through the proposal, did a very comprehensive review process. It was also, we had a cost analysis done by an independent TriMet auditor to validate the cost associated with that. And as a result, at the end of the day, Oregon Ironworks was selected, and we issued the notice of intent to award. And I just want to highlight one other issue and related to the equal benefits requirement that, as you know, kicked in beginning of this year in January. And I'm very pleased to identify that Oregon Ironworks is currently there in delayed compliance status, primarily related to their open enrollment period that's going to happen in the fourth quarter of this year, and also related to collective bargaining agreements, which we anticipated because of implementing the program that we knew we were going to kick in, and that was factored into the program. So I'll stop there and turn it over to Vicki.
Thank you. Good morning. For the record, I'm Vicki Deedy with the Office of Transportation, and I'm the city's project manager for Portland Streetcar. This is really an exciting activity I think we have going on here, and we're very much looking forward to it. In front of you is the contract that we're asking for authorization so we can issue a notice to proceed to Oregon Ironworks so they can start ordering long lead items and that we can start building this streetcar. I would point out you may have a couple, three pages in front of you. The actual document itself is about yay thick, and we thought we would just save the trees and not send it to everybody. But it consists of the RFP itself, the response to the RFP, small changes that we made to some of the technical specs and some of the special provisions. But it is all on record and has been agreed to by Oregon Ironworks. So I would turn it over to Chandra, if I may.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. This is actually my first time appearing here, so it's a pleasure to be before such an august board. And I just want to say thank you very much, not just on behalf of Oregon Ironworks, but I think what hasn't been stated is this is going to be a Buy America car. So it'll be the first Buy America modern streetcar, which means 60% of the content will be done here in the United States. And it's our target right now to do at least 75%. And with that, we're going to use as much local content as possible. I mean, we are incredibly excited about creating a whole new workforce trained in a brand new industry, which fits perfectly with transportation cluster, manufacturing cluster, and a whole new workforce here for this region. So we're very, very excited about it. We're committed to using as much local products as possible. And really, it wouldn't all have been possible without everyone's support. It's been one of the most pleasurable experiences of my time at Oregon Ironworks because it really has been such a win-win program. And I'd like to thank you all for your time and your attention, and specifically Commissioner Adams has been incredibly helpful, and I really appreciate that. We're very much looking forward to moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions?
How long will it take to build it?
Well, our current schedule, if we have this done, we have an 18-month schedule, but I know that the city would like it as soon as possible because we're giving it to you as soon as we're done. So the fastest that we can get that done and get it done correctly and safely, 12 months. But 18 months is the contract duration.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Anybody else to testify? Do we have a sign-up sheet?
We did. No one signed up.
Anybody here who wished to testify on this matter? Okay, the first item 188 is a report. We need a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Well, this is a very exciting project. I love using local industry like this to help us do fun things, and this is just outstanding. I appreciate the work. Thanks. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I just want to echo Commissioner Leonard's remarks. It is very exciting to have our streetcars now manufactured here. As much as we've appreciated the great service and great vehicles provided to us by Inicon, I believe, it's great to have this local capacity using local employees and local materials. So, and I hope you'll be very busy with all the other cities and their interest in streetcars, too. Aye.
Stan.
Well, I agree. This is a home run. I want to congratulate everybody involved. I think one of our economic visions, which is taking a step close to reality now, is taking some of the innovations that Portland is doing, such as streetcars, green buildings, other things, and making them profitable so that we can then sell to the rest of the world as they try and figure these things out. So I'm very excited about it. Congratulations to Commissioner Adams and to the private sector for pulling this off, and I look forward to riding on this car sometime between 12 and 18 months. Aye.
Potter.
Aye. And now read item 193.
Read it out. Authorized contract with Oregon Iron Works, Inc. to provide a prototype streetcar vehicle compatible with the existing fleet of the Portland streetcar system.
Assume no one signed up for that?
Correct.
Okay. It's an emergency vote. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 189.
Request the United States Congress and the President to reauthorize the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act of 2000 in 2007.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the Council. I know that we have signed a letter to the legislature expressing our concern about the impact Oregon's rural counties will take if they lose, well, they are losing federal funding that has been available to them for many years. But I thought it was worthy for us as a city council to also send this resolution directly to the members of Congress and the president because, as I said, as early as next month, Oregon's rural counties will be taking significant hits to their general funds. They've relied on federal funding from timber sales in the historic past. In 2000, the Congress authorized the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act to compensate local governments for declining revenues from timber sales. And the funding expires this year, and to date, Congress has not renewed this funding. So as we speak, counties throughout the state of Oregon, some 33 out of 36 counties are affected by this, are looking at some very deep cuts to their general funds. The deepest cuts look to be towards public safety, which accounts for some 50 to 75% of all affected counties' general funds. For instance, in Josephine County alone, the sheriff will have only one patrol car for an area the size of Rhode Island. The majority of these counties also face sizable cuts in their road maintenance budgets, meaning that in many counties, they will not have the funds to do any repair work on their roads. And in Jackson County, they're already planning to shut down all 15 libraries. So needless to say, schools and health and social service agencies will also be severely affected by this. This can include closures of domestic violence, shelters, and sexual abuse centers. So we need Congress to reauthorize the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act, and we need them to do it soon. And I know that all this council feels strongly about this, strongly enough that we should send this message straight to our delegation, who has been working very hard on this, and to any members of the rest of the Congress and to the President as well, that we want Congress to act now to restore the funds for Oregon's rural counties. And this is a huge concern throughout the state of Oregon, including its largest city. So I urge adoption of this.
Do we have a sign-up sheet?
We did, and no one signed up.
Okay, is there anybody here who wishes to speak to this matter? Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
I greatly appreciate Commissioner Saltzman bringing this forward. There's probably nothing that has hit harder our communities that have depended upon ONC dollars that have dried up to fund local services, fire, police, libraries, than this action by the Congress. So I'm really appreciative of Commissioner Saltzman's efforts to bring attention to it to the entire Congress and to the President. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten.
Commissioner Shelton, thanks for bringing this. This is a very important statement, and it also will affect us dramatically, even though our main concern is the effects to these counties. So I hope something can change. Aye.
Potter.
The state of Oregon cannot afford to lose these monies. Even though it does not have the direct impact on the city of Portland, it certainly does indirectly in terms of the diminishment of services around this state and how that would affect us in terms of transportation, safety, and many other areas. So I appreciate Commissioner Saltzman's leadership. I also appreciate the state legislature's House Agricultural and Natural Resources Committee for their support of the House Joint Memorial urging Congress to pass legislation to reauthorize this act. I vote aye. Please read item 190.
Urge the United States Congress to pass binding legislation that pursues diplomatic, non-military solutions to the problems that have developed in Iraq.
Who's going to be taking the...
I think I will. Mayor Potter, first thing I'd like to be able to do is, because of my own schedule, I was involved in a lot of activities. I didn't get around to everybody's offices to get them to sign on this as I would have liked to, so I want to provide the opportunity here, if there's no objection, to add Commissioner Adams and Saltzman to the resolution. It was an oversight, and I apologize. So if there's no objection, I'd like to
add. No objection.
Thank you. 4 years ago, Commissioner Sten brought forward a resolution to that would have said, had it passed, that did say, had it would have passed, that we did not support an invasion of Iraq without the pre-authorization of the United Nations. Talk about naive, Mayor Potter. I listened to what the Bush administration said and actually believed that they had the evidence that there were weapons of mass destruction and evidence of terrorist cells in Iraq, and unfortunately cast the vote that caused that resolution not to pass. In my continuing attempt to find penance for that action, I bring this resolution forward at the request of Congressman Blumenauer, who we had the pleasure, some of us had the pleasure of joining here in the chambers some time back as he announced his resolution to bring to an end the hostilities in Iraq. He couldn't be here today, and he has asked that I read this letter into the record. Dear Commissioner Leonard, I would like to thank you and your colleagues on the Portland City Council for taking a stand on the biggest issue that we face as a nation, the war in Iraq. The resolution you take up today is an important step in the effort to end the war. This is a decisive moment in our nation's history. We all have a stake in the future of Iraq because what happens in Iraq impacts not just Iraqis and Americans, but the entire world. I recently delivered a speech on the House floor calling on every leader to lay his or her cards on the table. It is time to be true to the responsibilities of office by letting the American people know what we stand for and how we will work to end the conflict. I have introduced legislation H.R. 663, the New Direction for Iraq Act, which deals comprehensively with the military, diplomatic, political, economic, and humanitarian strategies needed to move forward in Iraq. Others must do their part to end the war. The Portland City Council has taken that role very seriously, and I thank you for it. I'm hopeful that in our community we can be a part of a broader conversation that will make a difference. I would love it if we could find in Oregon that there is a consensus that would emerge. It will help to refine the policy and the important work that needs to be done in terms of healing wounds. We have so many other challenges we care about, challenges that have made more difficult because of the division and waste of resources in Iraq. It has delayed the day that we've been able to deal with health care, rebuilding our communities, affordable housing, environmental protection, and global warming. Our challenge is to use this resolution as a springboard where we get momentum on broader issues and change course for a new direction for our country. Please thank the entire council for their leadership. Sincerely, Earl Blumenauer, Member of Congress. Thank you.
Do we have anybody signed up to testify?
No, we did not.
Is anybody here who wished to testify on this matter? Please come forward. Please state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
Thank you. Good morning, Mayor Potter and Commissioner Leonard and Commissioners Adams, Saltzman, and Sten. My name is Dan Handelman. I'm here on behalf of Peace and Justice Works. And you probably noticed that the chambers aren't as full as the last time you considered a resolution concerning Iraq. The community wasn't involved in crafting this, as Commissioner Leonard said. This came from Representative Blumenauer's office. Many of the groups involved are currently working on a statewide resolution calling for the troops to come home from Iraq and against the escalation of troops. And it had its first hearing this Monday down in Salem, and we had a very good turnout for that. So while Peace and Justice Works is generally supportive of Representative Blumauer's proposal and this resolution, we wonder if this resolution will reflect a change in Portland City policy, because the resolution that you passed on November 30th called for the U.S. to immediately begin the rapid and orderly withdrawal of troops from Iraq. But Representative Blumenauer's proposed legislation calls for the withdrawal to begin in 1 year. So we would recommend that a whereas clause be added to this resolution that references the November 30th resolution by the City of Portland, and a resolve be added requesting that Representative Blumenauer adopt the language similar to the resolution and call for the troops to begin coming home immediately. Because I believe that's what the people of Portland came and requested from you, and that's what you put on the record last November. So we hope that you will consider amending this and urging Commissioner Blumenauer, Commissioner Blumenauer, Representative Blumenauer to call for the troops to come home immediately instead of waiting a year. Thank you.
Well, I would only say that while I personally agree with your sentiments, as I said here in the, I think you were here when Commissioner, got me doing it now, when Representative Blumenauer was.
No, I wasn't here.
Okay. I said one of the lessons I learned in my no vote 4 years ago was to listen to my congressman. And I know that he has very, very thoughtfully put together this resolution, his legislation, in an effort not to make a statement, but to actually have something happen. And I need to give him deference to that, and I hope the rest of the council agrees with me on that, because I think he actually has put together a very thoughtful timetable that is really and arguably the best plan I've seen, including the Speaker of the House, to bring the troops home.
Well, I suppose, I think Dan raised an important point. I don't know that it ultimately will fall too heavily in D.C. which way we go on this, but I think the point is we want this, I think falsely advertised and even worsely waged debacle to end. I mean, I would be open to some sort of whereas that said, whereas our support is not limited to, this timeline. I mean, I support Earl's point of view. I can't say that I've dug in close enough to say that I would automatically support it over a faster withdrawal that somebody came forward with, and I'm not sure, given the timeline that I have had time to really look into that. Again, I don't consider it an enormous piece, but we did pass a resolution.
We did, and obviously
that you authored saying something differently. So.
Obviously we did, and frankly, this resolution is a resolution that he helped us craft, that he felt would help make his case to pass his legislation, and I just don't want to do anything that distracts from our support of him that others might use maybe not to get on his bandwagon. And that's my only concern. Mm-hmm. And I agree with everything that's being said, but this is an effort to give him some kind of support from back home with our own delegation and with the other members of Congress. And I just want to be really crystal clear that we appreciate what he is doing and this very thoughtful stand he's taken.
Well, is it, I mean, obviously I can have whatever position I have, but would it be consistent from your point of view, Commissioner, to say that this resolution supports a specific piece of legislation and it does not retract one's or this council's belief that ending the war more quickly remains a good thing?
I like that.
I mean,
I think that's a good suggestion.
I mean, that's how I read this.
So could we?
That's how I sponsored it.
Okay, so could we craft this to?
You could add a whereas that says the council previously adopted previously adopted and affirms resolution whatever the number was that you passed in November, and you just add that as a whereas clause.
Okay, does that work?
Yeah.
I would agree to that.
That I think does, John. Yeah, that's fine. So why don't I move that?
Do I have a motion?
So moved, as stated by our fine attorney.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Thank you, Dan. Aye.
Hodder?
Aye.
So I see we have some other Jody Fisher. I know, Al, do you want to say anything, Jody? Or anybody that's with you? No? Okay.
So now we put on the resolution. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
I just wanted to say that I think that in November the voters spoke very clearly about what they wanted done. And I think this just sends another reminder to Congress that they need to move forward with a plan on how they're going to do that. And I support this. Aye. Please read item 191.
Amend City 2007 legislative package and authorize the Office of Government Relations to support state legislation designed to enhance the collective bargaining rights of public safety personnel by allowing them to bargain issues exclusively related to their safety, which may include staffing levels.
I would actually like to move to set this over to tomorrow afternoon's agenda at 2 o'clock.
Okay, Commissioner Sten.
Yes.
Okay. No objections. Move it to 2 p.m. tomorrow. Please read item 192.
Authorize revenue bonds to finance the Enterprise Business Solution Project.
Second reading vote only. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 194.
Support the Portland to Milwaukee Light Rail Project and the Portland Streetcar Loop Project and seek funding commitments from Oregon State Legislature.
Mr. Adams.
Refer this back to my office.
Any objection? Hearing no objection. Go back to Mr. Adams' office. Please read item 195.
Review the city franchise system for collecting solid waste, recycling, and yard debris.
Mr. Saltzman.
I'm going to ask Bruce Walker of the Office of Sustainable Development to come up and explain this resolution.
Is this also heard with 196? It's the...
No, that's actually just a...
That's separate. I'm Bruce Walker from the Office of Sustainable Development to discuss the residential franchise renewal. Mayor Potter, members of the council, I'd like to just briefly run through this, that the residential collection system for garbage, recycling, and yard debris was instituted in 1992. We issue agreements with private companies. There are 10-year franchise agreements that are typically reviewed mid-franchise or at the 5-year point. We are at another 5-year increment. We're here today to ask you to direct us, direct Office of Sustainable Development, to begin an official residential franchise review process. You will see in the attachment that the franchise system performance, what we're looking for is meeting goals in waste reduction and recycling, customer service, and cost effectiveness to our residential customers. The system review will be guided by what's in attachment A that encourages a range of franchise sizes, in other words, small to large companies, advances the city goal of reducing waste and increasing recycling rates, having haulers provide exemplary customer service, ensure efficient and safe operations, and implement environmental best practices. And if I could add just one note on the last environmental best practices, tomorrow, March 1st, all residential haulers will begin using B20 in their trucks. Now, Commissioner Saltzman worked very closely with us to get a direction to be moving what we believe are some more sustainable practices. That's just one element of our overall residential system. And if I could, for just a moment, our staff person, Jennifer Porter, over here has done a terrific amount of work on our residential program and specifically the biodiesel program. So I just wanted to say we've got a...
I forgot to call up Jennifer, too. Let's bring Jennifer Porter on up, too.
I just wanted to take this opportunity. There's a lot of work that goes on in our office. Jennifer does a terrific job for us, and so I'm not trying to take up more of your time, but sometimes the people who do the best work aren't always identified, and I just wanted to make council aware of that. With that, and I didn't really give her anything to talk to in front of council, but I would like to say, if you've got any questions, we're happy to answer them today, but what this resolution calls for is within the next, it's a six-month timeline to come back. Our goal is to be back much sooner than that, but to undertake the work to review performance in our system and come back to you for final direction if we're to continue on in this with this system.
You want to add anything, Jennifer? Or?
Ditto what Bruce said. No, I think he covered it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Did anybody sign up to testify?
I didn't know there was a sign up sheet.
Okay, that's fine. Please state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
Good morning, Mayor and Council members. My name is Dave White. I am regional representative for the Oregon Refuse and Recycling Association. I'm the chair of the Tri-County Council, and our members serve the majority of your city residents. I've worked on the last two franchise reviews, and we are looking forward to the one that's coming up now. Each time we go through this process, it's an opportunity to look back and see what's worked well and maybe what hasn't worked so well. But it's also an opportunity to look for ways to improve a really good system. I mean, we've got great results in Portland. I think we do great customer service. I think your staff does a great job in looking for new ways to improve the system, and we want to work with you on that. In the next 5 years, I can predict. I mean, you look back on the last 5 years where we're heading, we'll be looking at alternative fuels, like was just mentioned, reducing diesel emissions, organics, food waste, both at the commercial but also maybe at the residential customer, roll carts, of course, new opportunities to implement sustainable programs, adding additional materials to our programs. These are all things, and those can happen in the administrative rule process. But really, when you look at the franchise and say, this is where we're intending to go for the next 5 or 10 years, this is a really great opportunity. We look forward to working with you on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Well, I appreciate this work, and particularly I now know who the point person is at OSD on biodiesel, so you can look forward to hearing from me soon. Aye.
Saltzman?
We tried to keep her in the protection program as long as we could. Witness protection. Anyway, I look forward to this process, and I think good things will come out of it.
Aye.
Stan.
Yes, I do too. Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 196.
Consent to transfer of Alberta Sanitary Service, Inc. Residential Solid Waste and Recycling Collection Franchise to Portland Disposal and Recycling Service, Inc.
Mr. Saltzman.
This first reading? Or?
Yes.
Okay. This is simply one company is basically selling their franchise for residential disposal to another, recycling and disposal to another company, Portland Disposal and Recycling. So, straightforward transaction.
Anybody to testify on it?
We don't have anybody.
Anybody signed up?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Okay, it's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. Please read item 197.
Authorize park system development charge grants for funding capacity, increasing improvements to the city botanic gardens.
Mr. Saltzman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Today we have the opportunity to announce a tremendous contribution of system development charges to help grow Portland's botanical gardens. They include Leech Botanic Garden, the Japanese Garden, Hoyt Arboretum, the Classical Chinese Garden, and Crystal Springs Rhododendron Garden. These five gardens are some of Portland's hidden gems. They also are among Portland's top 25 tourist attractions and serve as a refuge for plants, wildlife, and people. The grants from this program can be leveraged to enable our special gardens to make capital improvements, and these improvements will help guarantee improved capacity for visitors in years to come. And this new program also ensures protection and propagation of some of our most valuable botanical treasures. We have Riley Whitcomb with us to answer any questions, and probably somebody from one of our gardens, I'm guessing. I don't know your name.
Mayor, Commissioners, Riley Whitcomb, Park SDC Program Manager. I have with me today Kathy Van Veen, the Executive Director of Crystal Springs Rhododendron Garden. Park's 2020 vision, when that was completed back in the year 2000, identified Park's SDC as a key funding component to help meet the needs of our growing city. This ordinance facilitates meeting the growth needs related to the city's botanic gardens through strategic investment of SDC funds as identified in the Park SDC Capital Improvement Plan adopted by Council December of 2005. The proposals for capacity expanding projects have been requested from each of the gardens: Hoyt Arboretum Japanese Garden, Portland Classical Chinese Garden, Leech Botanical Garden, and Crystal Springs Rhododendron Garden. Each garden has identified opportunities to expand capacity through strategic investment and capital improvements. The Director of Parks recommends allocating a total of $500,000 for capacity increasing improvements. To assure equity of investment and geographic fairness, it is recommended that each garden be eligible for a grant of up to $100,000 of SDC funds. The qualifications are based on them submitting demonstrating that their proposals are, in fact, capacity increasing. That's one of the things we have to show, that there's growth. So an example might be improving surfacing of a gathering place that it could extend the season or frequency of events so more people could use the garden, that type of thing. Any questions? Kathy is representing the gardens collectively, and I believe has something to say.
Oh, I have a statement. Should I read it?
Please.
Okay. Good morning, Mayor Potter and council members. My name is Kathy Van Veen. I am volunteer chairman of the Friends of Crystal Springs Rhododendron Garden. Today, I'm speaking on behalf of Portland's five botanic gardens. I'm joined here today by my colleagues from the nonprofit citizen-led groups that support each of Portland's botanic gardens: Crystal Springs, Hoyt Arboretum, the Japanese Garden, Leech Botanic Garden, and Portland's Classical Chinese Garden. These gardens are special places, from quiet contemplative spaces that renew the spirit to unusual plants and trees that connect us to the marvels of nature and remind us of the importance of stewardship for our natural environment, to scenic hiking trails that exercise the body. Our gardens serve over 680,000 visitors each year, serving people from all areas and socioeconomic groups of our metropolitan area, while also attracting many tourists. At current rates of growth, we expect to serve almost double that number of visitors each year by 2015. The land under the gardens is owned by the City of Portland, but each of the gardens is supported either in whole or in part by nonprofit citizen-led groups. Together, our nonprofits contribute $4,700,000 each year to the operations and have put millions of dollars of improvements over the years into these public facilities. Much of our support comes from our over 13,000 members. In addition, we work with over 800 citizens who volunteer their valuable time and skills to these gardens. Today, we are asking City Council to approve the $500 of SDC funds to help increase the capacity of each of these gardens to serve our current visitors and prepare for the increased usage we all expect. First-class botanic gardens are a hallmark of a great city for the beauty and recreational experiences they offer. In addition to recreation, our gardens provide a range of other services to the community, from green spaces vital to both human and wildlife, to cultural experiences, environmental education, facilities for weddings and other events, and conservation of endangered species. The SDC funds will help to support Portland's five botanic gardens so that we can continue to serve this community. Thank you very much for your time and consideration, and with special thanks to Dan Saltzman for his leadership in Portland Parks. Okay.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you, folks.
Okay.
Did anybody sign up to testify on this matter?
No one else signed up.
Does anybody here wish to testify on this matter? It's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. We're adjourned until 2 p.m.
Yes. Got out a lot earlier than that.
Budget hearing.
Is it a hearing?
Labor stuff.
Work session.
Work session. Is that a sign of anything?
Maybe. Yes. Mayor.
Did you? Which one?
You don't want your Valentine cards?
Of course they've been there.
Well, they gave us each a staff.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
we had our staff retreats there.
No, they gave each one of us something.
Is that right?
There's a few cute ones in there.
It is. It's really.
And there's another one out there. I've been to the nonprofit. It's called Sutton House. Zip-de-doo-da House.
Out there?
Been to the Japanese Gardens, the Leech Gardens, the classic garden I helped build, Crystal Springs. I don't know that I've been to Crystal Springs. I've been to the Hoyt Arboretum. Have you been to Crystal Springs?
Yeah.
Really?
How you doing, Dan? You bet. Yeah.
I do all the time.
You push everybody. Everybody.
Yeah, you're one to talk.
Especially me.
You're one to talk.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Of all the hats you wear, you're big hat to wear most.
Oh, definitely. You are so much slimmer than I am. Shoot. In fact, I've just been able to start wearing it again.
I was living high on the hog. You don't gain weight by starving.
No, that's exactly right.
Thank you for staying.
What's that?
Is that your fedora?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Rainy day like this.
I have a couple hats.
Oh.
Buy from John.
Homer, yeah. Haberdashery.
When I bought this one, they didn't have any stock, so they had to have it made.
Oh, my goodness.
And then send it to me.
Made from where?
California.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
So I
yeah, we have a budget meeting.
Okay.
Two.